It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A federal judge ordered ICE agents to stop detaining immigrants without warrants, unless they have a reason to believe those people won't show up for immigration hearings. Tim McDonald is legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado. He said the ruling should help hold the federal government accountable.
This is an important first step of requiring our own government to comply with the law, comply with due process, comply with the Constitution, and stop terrorizing our communities.
The Department of Homeland Security indicated they would appeal the decision. It covers people in Colorado who could be taken into custody by ICE or other federal agents. The man suspected of killing three people and injuring nine others in 2015 at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood died Saturday at the United States Medical Center for Federal Prisoners in Springfield, Missouri. CPR's Ava Keon has more on the death of Robert Deer.
Deer was in the process of being civilly committed, a court order that would have sent him to a federal mental health facility for treatment. After years of the court trying to get Deer competent enough to stand trial, using measures like forcible medication, it was recently deemed unlikely that he would regain competence. Deer faced 179 state charges and 68 federal charges. Thursday will mark 10 years since the shooting where three people died. I'm Ava Keon, CPR News.
Family members of three people whose bodies were identified among decaying remains at Davis Mortuary in Pueblo are suing. The lawsuit targets the business and its owners, brothers Brian and Chris Cotter. It also includes the Pueblo Masonic Temple Association, which owns the building used by Davis Mortuary. The suit alleges breach of contract, negligence, and fraud. No charges have been filed while the Colorado Bureau of Investigation continues its probe. More than a dozen remains still await identification. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.